So, it is fall, y'all. I had to say it. It's the one of the best times of the year.
It feels so good here, actually.
Well, it's still fucking hot here. And I'm mad about it.
It was 48 this morning. No, 45 this morning when I was driving to work.
It was like 80 here.
And I don't know how hot it got to, but it's already like getting really cool again. So.
Must be nice. It's like 90 here. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's so cool out. I'm like, it isn't. But anyway, you know what's coming up, guys?
It's 72.
Halloween.
It is.
Halloween. Yes, we'll have to celebrate all October. We'll have to get some ideas, some fun ideas for Halloween because, you know,
Pick people's Halloween costumes.
yes. And like,
What kind of horror movie they character they are.
yes.
To that.
We were just talking about how my brother and his wife are watching What We Do in the Shadows because that is like my new favorite show and it's fucking hilarious. And Laszlo's pretty much Bray Wyatt with a porn addiction. It's pretty funny. It's just funny. He's
Never even heard of it, I'll say.
Bray with a porn addiction. Oh, and Nandor looks like Seth Rollins. That too.
Never heard of it till just now.
You'll have to watch it. It's God, it's funny. It's the funniest shit.
Oh, he does look like Seth Rollins.
He does, doesn't he? It's creepy. It's creepy. Like every time I see him, I'm like, God damn it. If Seth Rollins ever wanted a Halloween costume. There you go. That's a spoiler for one. He's Nandor from What We Did in the Shadows.
Interesting.
He's Nandor. Yes. But yes, look forward to all of our Halloween shit coming up because, you know, it's my favorite time of year. And then, like, we just skip Thanksgiving. We go to Christmas, baby. Which, you know what? We got to start working on, well, thinking about our end of year rant episode because that's
Wow, it's already
people seem
coming
bored for.
already.
I know. I don't even know what I'm going to rant about yet. Well, I do, but I don't. I do, but I don't.
So much
Anyway,
material.
there is. It's almost like too much material. I have to collect my thoughts. That's why we have to start
I feel like it
thinking
would be
now.
like half AW, half Bray getting fired.
That and Mojo getting fired and Tommy Dreamer apologizing for sexual assault. And yeah, sounds about right. Oh, and wrestling fans too.
The Tommy Dreamer thing would be in your top rants.
Well, yeah, because that hit me deep. Because I'm like, bro, you were like somebody I thought was cool and have met and like looked up to as like somebody who's cool. And then like you just fucking blew it. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say I put him on a pedestal, but still, like he's a friend of a friend. And I was like, oh, hey, cool. And then it was like, oh shit, you're a bad person.
Well, I don't know. I didn't like what he said either, but maybe it was just, a
Hero
one-off
worshiper.
comment. Maybe.
Hero
It
worship for
very well
Flair.
could be. Very well could be.
Flair hero worship. Anyway, so we're gonna have a whole list, but yes, I think Bray being fired would be number one because what the
Alexa is
fuck?
included in that.
Oh yeah, she's included in that because fuck that hoe. Two would be AEW and their fans because fuck them. Three would be Mojo getting fired. Because I always thought they'd just keep him around, kind of like Titus O'Neil, where he never wrestled, but they just trotted him out for shit.
Right.
You know, that's
Which he
kind of where I
was
thought
okay with, I
this was going.
think.
Yeah, I think he was okay with that. And I was okay with that because, like, oh, look, it's Mojo. And then they fired him. So, and then, yeah. there's
you could still throw the iconics in there too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like the Mojo firing encompasses everybody who was fired on that day, because there was lots.
I feel like AEW will take up most of it though.
Well, yeah, but like Bray being fired too, because like that I felt like is a personal attack.
But we don't know what will happen between now and the end of the year, so you may.
I know, them. But
you might even have more hatred toward AEW by then.
I know, I could, or you know, my plan is coming to fruition because the rumor is that they passed on Buddy Murphy, which I said they would. So you know what that means. Step one, I'm already there. I just need everything else to fall into place and I'll be right.
AEW passed on Buddy Murphy, huh?
Yeah, that's the rumor. They passed on Buddy Murphy.
Because he's too good looking.
And who said, wait, who said, whose third eye said, oh, they're not going to take Buddy Murphy? That's right.
It's because he's too good looking. They only had one good looking person, they have Adam. So,
which is why they can't take Bray, because he's too fucking hot. He's daddy. And yeah, daddy, they can't take daddy.
They
which
have is why Adam. They could That's never. It.
They could never take Baron Corbin because
no.
He's daddy. You can't do that. Mm-mm. He's wolf daddy. You can't take that. You can't take fucking fiend daddy. You can't do it. You know? Nope. It just, and with how bad the Young Bucks are looking right now.
Oh my God, they look awful.
They look terrible.
What the hell?
I don't know. Remember when we used to have like a little bit of a thing for Nick?
I like Nick. Yeah, he looks awful. He's the worst. He's the worst of the two.
He looks worse than Matt now.
It's horrible.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
I'm very confused. Also, I have to go ha 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 on a lot of things because remember all the AEW fans who were like, oh my God, they're going to kick Gallows and Anderson out of the Elite because Carl doesn't have his shit together and he cheated on his wife and said insensitive shit. Well, guess what? They didn't. So, third eye strikes again. I mean, I could be right about a lot of things.
Good.
I could. It could happen. You never know. What if all of everything falls into place and by January 1st, Bo Dallas, Braun Strowman, Buddy Murphy, and Bray Wyatt are all an impact?
Could happen.
You know what that means? Ali will be right, and then Mojo Rawley will go in there occasionally.
You know what I would think? Like, if AEW were to get Bray Wyatt, they wouldn't get him because they really, like, genuinely liked him. They would just get him because they knew people would freak out.
Well, they would get him because they're like, it'd be like Matt Hardy. Let's be real, it'd be like Matt Hardy. Remember when Matt Hardy first got to AEW and it was like Broken Matt and everybody was fucking freaking out and it was a whole thing and people were so excited, and then look where he's at now.
But think though, like, even though that was a big deal, like this with Bray being fired the way he was and like being on top at the time and everything, can you imagine that they're like, oh yeah, there'll be such a big pop for this, like we'll get, you know, can he but even like, use the fiend character in
no
AKA, right? Yeah,
no, I have to get used to calling him Wyndham. He's Wyndham now. But like, what do you do? Like, what are you gonna do in 6 months? You have Tommy End. I'm calling him Tommy End because Malachi whatever is not what I like. Tommy End. You have Tommy End, who is basically going to be the same character. So why? There's no point. Is there? I don't see a point. And you know, all of these people are saying he's going to sign with AEW because how they did the Brody Lee thing. And you know what? I got to say that. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yes. I mean, obviously artistic integrity means something to him because he fought with Vince,
right?
So I mean, I think people are like, there's literally like fucking Cultaholic and all those fucking pricks on YouTube are like, he's gonna debut next week, and I'm like, he literally can't. If he's got a 90-day non-compete, he can't debut next week.
Right.
Or else AEW or whoever signs it will get sued. Unless he got out of it, which with Vince, tough fucking chance you're getting out of it. So I think people are fantasy booking this shit because they want it. Not thinking of the repercussions of their fantasy booking. Because in 6 months, he'll lose to Cody Rhodes. And then what? Oh, also, everybody's like shocked that Cody got booed. Like, and they can't figure out why. Arn Anderson's out here saying it's because he's gone Hollywood and everybody hates him because he's gone Hollywood. And it's like, no. No,
it's surprised. I mean, we know, but like,
it's because him and his prick of a wife are insufferable. They're insufferable.
So you, so I guess the AEW fan base is starting to see that. I mean,
either that or they're just like, he'll go against like some other fucker from AEW that's not Tommy End, and then he'll get cheered again because they're fickle. You know, fickle. Also, they're all like, oh my god, guys, Meltzer gave Omega and Brian like 72 stars, and I'm like, why are we still listening to Meltzer?
Can we, okay, I have to admit I watched that match. Okay, can we talk about, okay, I'm sorry, I did, I had to,
okay, I wish you guys could see the look on
my
face.
I know. But the stuff that Daniel Bryan let happen to, sorry, Bryan Danielson, let happen to his head and his neck. I was just like, are you fucking kidding?
He's gonna break his fucking neck.
Like, it was ridiculous. It wasn't just one. I mean, it was multiple times. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, and then he came out in an interview and was like, guys, WWE cared too much about my health. They were just playing it safe. And I'm like, is this a joke? Like, you have children, sir. Like, you have,
you expect, like,
sir, you have children. You're gonna be a quadriplegic if you don't stop it.
It was bad. I was just like,
what's gonna happen when Kenny Omega breaks his fucking neck? Not Kenny Omega's neck, Brian's neck.
It could happen. Did you look at any like the GIFs or the clips or anything from it? Like, it was bad.
I saw people going, oh my god, it's so great. And then like, he's getting like fucking thrown around. I'm like, it's not gonna be Kenny who breaks his neck. It'll be Cody who breaks Brian Danielson's neck.
Hmm.
Let's be real. I'll give Kenny Omega this. He can at least wrestle. Cody Rhodes, on the other hand, can't. So
it was,
give them that.
That's the only match I watched, but I did watch it. And she's very mad. Yeah, I know. I had to. And it was not, it was good. But of course, immediately, like you said, it was like, oh, all the stars in the world. Like,
fickle.
I know. Fickle. The first time I have turned it over there since the very first episode that we watched together. That was at your house, right? When we watched it.
Yeah. And we laughed the whole entire time. We
did.
Yeah, we had to, because it was a joke. It had to have been a joke. It had to have obviously been a joke, right?
Do you know who I feel sorry for in all of this?
Who?
Hangman.
Where the fuck is he?
I don't know.
Like, I know his wife like popped a kid out, but like, I figured he'd be back by now.
I just feel so sorry for him. He deserves better. I figured
he'd be back. You know? It harbors back to when they had that promo where they said that Hangman wasn't elite enough and he wasn't good enough and all that shit, that they weren't lying. And that was a shoot.
Probably.
Because, hey, who replaced him real quick once he left NXT? Just who did it, guys? I love the guy, but who replaced Hangman real fucking quick?
Who replaced Hangman on
in the Elite?
AEW? In the Elite?
Hangman's gone. Who waltzed right into that spot real
Girl,
quick?
I don't know. Who I don't
keep Adam. Up
with... Oh, Adam. Oh, well, that was recent though. He hasn't been around very much in a while.
No.
But yep, they definitely gonna pick out.
They were keeping that spot warm for a while. They knew it was gonna happen. Also, can we talk about the fact that they were pretending to be good people on Dark Side of the Ring, which I'm starting to think is now AEW propaganda?
It's still not up on YouTube. I was gonna watch it. It's still not up on YouTube, like the official one from Vice TV.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was on Hulu.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, they were pretending to be good people. Also, pause for laughter. Brian Cage said that he is a tolerant person, and he's very accepting, even though he's a QAnon Trumper.
Well, yeah, that's not.
Yeah, guys, I'm blinking. Just like. Sir, the only sympathy I have from you is because you were duped by the schmucks. That's the only sympathy I have for you. And your wife, I feel bad for her because she was duped as well. You were duped. And your wife got on Twitter to say you were duped. And you said nothing. So, I don't know. Maybe you should have thought about that before signing. Because much like the way Bray Wyatt will go, and look where Brian Cage is at. Is he even on TV? Probably not. I don't watch it. Probably not, because nobody ever talks about him. So there you go. So, you know. Oh, and CM Punk is acting like he's better than everybody else again. But what else is new?
Oh, that's shocking.
Shocker. He's better than everybody else, apparently. And that'll work. And also there's a contingency of AEW fans who want Tessa Blanchard to show up, and then there's a contingency who don't, because they say
people wouldn't,
because they said if Tessa shows up, then Charlotte will leave the WWE, which I think she will, but I don't think she's going to sign anywhere. I think she'll just go around and wrestle whoever the fuck she wants. But pretty much, I think they want Tessa to sign because they think it's going to entice Charlotte Flair to join AEW.
You think Charlotte will leave? Why? Because of Rick and Andrade?
What else does she have to fucking
prove?
She doesn't have anything to prove. She's beat everybody.
Yeah, now they're sticking her in storylines with Nia.
And she's in storylines with Alexa Bliss with a fucking doll. I'm sorry, but the moment they put me in that storyline, I'd be like, listen, I'm not going to resign. Again, because this bitch thinks she's spooky and she's not. Anyway, I just think she has nothing else to prove. Like, plus, like, she's like, you know, she's in her mid to late, you know, she'll be in her late 30s by the time, well, mid to late 30s by the time her contract's up. I'm sure she wants to, you know, get married, start a family if she wants that, you know. If not, like, go stay with her like sexy Mexican Spanish boyfriend and just travel the world and do whatever the fuck she wants, because who doesn't want that life? While he wears those little teeny tiny like short like swim trunk things, but they're really tight short shorts and you could see like everything. And the guy's out on the beach doing push-ups. Why would she want to go work for the WWE?
Good
What?
point.
She got the money now. She don't need the money. Fuck. I'd be like, why am I doing this? I could go sit on a beach somewhere with my sexy fiance in his little teeny tiny short shorts. Why am I here? Right?
Good point.
Why am I here?
And he
I
is
don't
a
have to be
great
here.
hype man, by the way.
He is.
He is
And you
always
know
hyping
what?
her up.
They look like they're the kind of people who do it 3 to 4 times a day. And why? Come on. Why would she need to work? She can just stay home and get it all day and then go to the beach. I don't understand why
And
you
work out
want to.
together. And they
Yeah,
work out
and
together.
work out and be an influencer at that point and just wrestle wherever the fuck you want to wrestle. I don't understand why you would want to stay. Honestly, that seems like the worst thing to do. It maybe pop out a kid if you want. I don't know what she wants. If she wants to, why not? I don't understand why you'd stay though. Is the money really worth it? She seems like she lives modestly, other than shoes. That's okay. You know? Why?
I don't know, Andrade seems to like the finer things.
He does. He does. Maybe that's why she'll resign.
To keep him in all those sexy suits and stuff, yeah.
And those little teeny tiny short
They're
shorts. Because
probably like
Cody Rhodes.
500 bucks for fairness.
There, I'm like, well, just wear a Speedo at that point. Like, dude, just wear a Speedo. You're just do it. You're almost there. But
Give the
like
people
Cody
what they
Rhodes
want.
obviously wouldn't pay him enough to do, you know, buy those little
No.
Speedo things. So maybe that's why. Huh. Fascinating.
And they travel a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
But maybe they're just trying to get it all out of the way while she's working. That way, you know, if they want to have a baby or like, I don't know, just stay at home all the time and
Buy a
fuck
house.
each other's brains. I think they have a house. I think
Oh.
they've already done it. They've already did that part. So like maybe they're just like, listen, just stay on your contract for however many years is left, and then you come home and we'll just fuck each other's brains out and travel.
That sounds good to me.
I don't, why would you want to, like, really? What is there to prove? I don't think so. Charlotte could go start a YouTube channel or some shit. Make
A
it like,
travel vlog.
yeah, she could be a travel vlogger. She could, like, or just be an influencer. She's got plenty of followers. Just be an influencer and sell shit on your Instagram and, like, go fuck your boyfriend on a beach somewhere. What's
OnlyFans.
the point?
Hey, I'd watch it.
I'd buy 1 month just to see what it's about. I'd be like, huh.
Oh, you know they're freaky. You
Oh
know.
yeah. But
Yeah.
like if I didn't get it in that first month, I'd be like, I think I'm gonna unsubscribe until I hear something freaky comes out. But I'm like, this is scientific purposes only, obviously. Like I just wanna know like what like I'm curious. Like
There's
men
got
would
to be
buy
like
it because
role playing, you know.
yeah, men would buy it because they want to get off. I'm just buying it because I'm curious. Like,
You want
what are they
ideas?
into? Like, what are they into? Like, is our thought process right? Are they freaky or are they not? Like, what the fuck's going on? Is there a threesome on there? Who knows?
Oh.
Right? Is Becky really just, you know, the third in their marriage?
Or you could go the other way and say Rush. They hangs out with Rush all the time.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. It'd probably be somebody we least expect. I don't know who, but it's probably somebody we least expect. Roman Reigns. I'm kidding. I don't know. He's married. I don't know.
Mojo were friends.
Yeah, but I feel like Mojo would be the try to be the center of attention. The personalities would clash. Like he'd want to be the center of attention, and then she'd want to be the center of attention. You know?
Yeah, but if it's a two guys and a girl and there's no gay stuff going on, the girl is the center of attention.
True, but like I feel like Mojo would want his personality to be out there. You know, he'd be like, yeah, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody, like maybe it's like her assistant or something. I don't know. I don't know. But you
Give
know
them a
what?
hey, you know what? Give them a reality show. I'd watch.
I'd watch that over whatever the Rhodes shit is where they're gonna
Yeah.
fuck their baby on the TV.
Yeah.
They're trying to be Ms. and Mrs., but will fail miserably.
Yeah. That's a good
Ms. and
show.
Mrs. is entertaining.
Yeah. They
And the
actually seem
kid's
like they love
cute.
each other and
They,
like.
yeah, I mean, my brother's wife the other day asked me, do you think they actually had sex to make that baby? And I'm like, right. IVF, IUI kind of a situation where, you know, somebody does his
No,
business in a cup.
Cody would want to do. Cody would want to say he did that, but it would probably not be the most pleasant thing.
No, he was probably thinking about something else himself.
Huh.
Yes. Because that's the only thing to get him off is himself, not
There you go.
anybody else. He's like, oh man, we should probably have a kid because, you know, I got to keep the Rhodes legacy going, but I don't want to have sex with my wife. So I'll just tolerate it, I guess. And you know, it's probably like lights off under the covers. Vanilla, bland, the cornflakes of sex.
No, she's probably on top doing all the work, and he's just
Oh,
like,
yeah, that too. She's on
yeah.
top, lights off. She's on top doing all the work, and he's just like, yeah, that's great. Keep going. Oh, baby. God. Ugh. Ugh. Just the thought of that. No, thank you. No, thank you. That sounds like the worst experience in the world. Sounds like probably what happens in the Young Bucks homes as well.
Oh God.
Their wives have to do all the work.
It's probably like that scene in American Psycho where he's having sex with a girl and he's staring at himself in the mirror and like
Yeah.
looking at his muscles.
Yep. They're like, is my tan even? Hold on, I have to call Matt. Keep going, but I have to call Matt. Hi, is my tan even?
FaceTime.
Yeah, does this look right? What is what's going on? Oh, nothing. She's working. She's doing, working on something. She's fine. Yeah. See, I think that's probably what. Or they have the iPhone on. She's like, oh my God, are you filming it for sex tape? Oh yeah, totally. But like she's not in it and he's not even like moaning. Yeah. That seems par for the course for them. Yeah. Yeah, that seems about right. That's you know who probably has a good sex life and just got engaged?
Who?
Cross and Scarlett.
That's true.
They just got engaged.
I thought they were married. I saw that
I
I was like,
okay.
what?
I thought they were engaged already. I knew they were married, but I was like, they had to be engaged. They've been together for a while. Good for them, though. You know, they're not the good looking couple, you know, probably have a decent sex life, unlike people who stare at themselves in mirrors. Oh my God, the
Although,
Young
if I
Bucks
looked
probably,
like Scarlett, I would stare at myself in the
right? I would stare at myself in the mirror. I'd be like, wow, we are hot. I'd have like a mirror above my bed and I'd be like, God, we are hot. We are good looking people. Yeah, that'd be me all
OnlyFans
the way.
I'd subscribe to.
Yeah, just like the mirror on the top, just watching her, watching yeah, what he's doing his thing, but she's just like, hi, I'm Scarlett. Look at me. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm a potato. I'm a potato. How did I end up a potato? I'll never know. Like, shit, look at me. I'm a potato.
I know how I did. I liked food.
I like food. as well. So,
carbs.
yeah, pizza.
And
I like
sugar.
pizza.
And sugar.
Oh, candy.
Yeah.
Cupcakes. Yeah, so that I'd watch that all day long. I'd be like, wow, good for them. Good for them. You know, congratulations, you're getting married. Jen thought you were married already, and I
I
thought you were
did.
already engaged. Good for them. You know, it's just like that's something I'd rather watch. You know, I feel like Adam and Britt would
No.
not be entertaining.
No.
Like,
I feel like Adam and nobody would be, and anybody would be, would not be very entertaining. I just feel like he's kind of eh.
I'd watch him alone, like if he's doing like a solo
I think that
thing.
would be boring. Unless he was like doing like
No.
point of view, like talking.
Well, yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
would hope for. I mean, that's what I was hoping
Yeah.
would be the
Just like
thing.
talking dirty and stuff. Like I don't see him actually
Yeah.
being able to actually do it, but
Like, I feel like we would be very disappointed.
yeah.
Like, we would be disappointed in the act. We'd be
Definitely.
like, oh.
I think he's probably not that, not that it matters, but probably not that big either.
Feel like he's average,
Yeah.
which is okay.
It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, you know, it's not like Finn Balor where we pretty much have
Yeah,
confirmation.
because he wears the short shorts like Finn Balor, and I don't see the same.
No.
No.
No, but you know
Although
what?
I don't see anything in what's his name's pants that much either, and we
Matt
know.
Riddle?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we know.
I feel like he wears a cup to hold it all in.
He wears tucking panties.
He tucks. He tucks. That's why you don't see it. He tucks. But let me tell you, also, like, if he didn't, it would come out top. So he has to. It would
Yeah.
literally, it'd be on his, like, rib cage. And then what? Jesus. Yeah, the guy has to tuck or something. For the love of God, it'd come out the bottom or the top. Like, how do you keep that thing in?
I don't know.
That is still is traumatizing to think about. Jesus Christ. Oh, how do you keep it in? Like, that's, you know what? If he had an OnlyFans, that's what I want to know. I don't want to see the sex or anything. I just want to know how you keep it in. Do you tuck? Is there like a, do you put it to the side? Like, what do you do? That thing's huge. That has to be one of the probably the biggest ones I've seen.
It's scary.
It's like
There's
traumatizing.
no way. No way in hell. No way.
How?
It's not going in any
How?
orifice of my body. It's just not. Like,
I mean,
no.
his wife's a bitch, but like, how? That's a
Well,
lot
they've been
of
together a really
women.
long time, right? She's probably the only witch dick she's ever had. And
That's
she's like, wow, this is normal.
and a lot of lube. There's a lot of lube involved. There have to be. Like, how?
I don't want it. No, thank you.
How? That's
No,
not
thank you.
even
I will take average. I'll take smaller than average any day
over that.
over the hip.
Like, sir, what? How? And then how do you? It can't even be that good because you're either going to be in so much pain or he's not even going to be able to do much. Because
Yeah.
that's a lot to move. Right?
How do you have command of something like that? It
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like,
has a mind of its own.
not even a sexual position, like sexual, but like, how do you handle that? Like that's an OnlyFans. I just want a Q&A of like, how
Like,
do
what happens if
you?
you're in public and you get turned on and you, like, what do you do?
He has to probably wear a cup, like, right? Like, or
I
something, or tuck
guess.
it.
I
Like,
guess.
if you tuck it though and you don't tape it, does that mean just flop up? Like if
I
you got excited
guess.
in public? Or do you just think about cold showers and baseball all the time? Like, so you don't get excited in public? Also, how do you scratch yourself? Because there has to be a lot of like resituating if you have to scratch yourself, right?
That's true.
Like that, you have to read all the contents would move.
Or you have to go pee, like in.
Yeah, it just like
Yeah.
flops out, like hits you in the thigh.
The real buzzkill in the public restroom. Somebody standing next to
People
you
are
at
like,
the urinal. They're like, oh, I just had a good
like,
night.
Jesus Christ. People just like lose all concentration. They're like,
Like no homo bro. I've got to look. Sorry.
I'm sure, and you know what? Riddle's probably just like kill the side, get it all the time. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he has to just not even notice anymore because like oh my God, how does that work? Somebody tell me how this works. That's like an OnlyFans. I'd just be like, listen, I just want to know, how do you go through life with that in your pants? It's still, and there's times where you just get flashbacks of the first time you saw that photo, and you're just like, how? The love of God. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, so Ric Flair got canceled. Tommy Dreamer got canceled. They tried to cancel John Cena. I don't think the John Cena one stuck though, because really all John Cena did was say that Chris Kanyon was not a good wrestler, which I feel like is not something you should cancel anybody on, because
No,
like
that's so stupid.
we say way worse shit about the Young Bucks. So also they were on the show because apparently they were friends and shit, which like that's cool and all, but like, why did there was not one wrestler, like not one LGBTQ plus wrestler on that whole show? Not one. Not Sunny Kiss, not Effie, nobody. But the Young Bucks were there. And you know what got me? This is what got me. So the Young Bucks and Brian Cage are on there, but they didn't get Raven, who was one of his other good friends. Like better friends than the Young Bucks. Like literally, Chris Kanyon was in Raven's flock in WCW. But hey, let's get the Young Bucks, right? S somebody, how much did Tony Khan pay for that show? Take a guess. I don't know the real number, but let's just take a guess. I say 100,000.
Wow.
I know. I mean, propaganda is everything, right? Anyway, I just think that it could have been better done. That's my opinion. But watching that show did really, really make me want to see the Reverend James Mitchell and Bray Wyatt in a segment. You know. Plus I love him, so let's just do that. Anyway, so but yeah, Dark Side of the Ring this season has like a way different feel to it. It really does.
Like a
Like I've just
sleazy, slimy.
like the sleaziness is here. Like, oh hey, we're going to be slimy and cancel anybody in the WWE because, you know, why
It could
not?
be.
Right? Like, why
Could be.
not? It just feels like
Everybody's doing it.
everybody's doing it, so let's jump on board. Or it's like Tony Khan's just like, here, now open my pot my dad's pocketbook, and how much is it to get a hit piece on Ric Flair? That's the only one that makes me think though, because I think Ric Flair was signed to AEW already, so they shot themselves in the foot on that one. But
It's true.
I digress. I digress. Anyway, we'll see what the next episode's like. You know, who knows? Maybe this is the season I tap out on Dark Side of the Ring, which is sad. Which is sad. If the Young Bucks show up again, I'm going to be like, okay, we're done here. Really? Why? Why are you here? First off, why are you here? Also, I mean, I don't know for sure, but are we really to believe that they're as accepting as they sound?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
They're like holier than thou Christians.
Yeah. They're the kind of Christians who are like, the vaccine's the mark of the beast, so I can't get it. Yeah. So for that, I say, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Oh, and Jericho was on there too, by the way. Talk not about surprising. Four people who I'd be like, none of y'all are tolerant. None of you. None of you are fucking tolerant. I don't know why you're on a show about a closeted gay man who was tortured and then ended up committing suicide. I don't know why you're on the show. But hey, let's not have Raven on. But you know, fuck, let's get Chris Jericho, whose wife stormed the Capitol. Because reasons. Right. Let's just get Chris Jericho. You know what? Why don't you get Chris Jericho's wife on there? Maybe she'll have some opinions on this piece, you know, because they aren't it's very liberal. It's too liberal for Chris Jericho's wife. But then again, anything is too liberal for Chris Jericho's wife. So. Anyway, yeah. Fuck them. What we do have to look forward to, though, GCW has shows coming up, and we're getting Mox versus Gage versus Cardona.
Hmm. No, thank you.
Honestly, I hope the first two take third out real quick.
I think that's probably going to happen. Yeah.
If I were Chelsea Green, I would update his will and get married before this match happens. You know, just literally Nick Gage stabs people with light tubes sometimes. So. And I love Nick Gage. Don't get me wrong. This is nothing against Nick Gage because I love Nick Gage. I, for one, will be buying it so I can watch Matt Cardona get beaten to death with light tubes. I'm okay with that. I mean, shit. Why not? What's the point? Also, Effie has acquired the internet championship belt that Matt Cardona held for 10 years because WWE did nothing with the belt. So now Effie has it, and Effie is everything. We love Effie. Effie should have been on the Chris Canyon documentary. That's all I got to say about that. Also, we have to make a trip to a big gay brunch sometime.
I know.
Yeah. That seems like our scene. Seems like our scene.
Our niche, yeah.
It seems like you sit there and there's drag queens and everything's great, you know?
And
why would we be mad? Yeah. Why would we be mad? We wouldn't be mad. There's no reason to be mad.
Nope.
Just sit and drink mimosas and watch Effie do Effie stuff. Also, in the past couple of weeks, it was announced that, hold on, let me go down here. We've missed some time, guys, so we have to. Anyway, I'm buying the next two GCW shows, just put it that way. It's not my last two, but like, I don't know. It slipped my mind, and then I was like, oh shit. I might buy him now that it's over, though, because apparently it was good. And Suzuki was there, and we love Suzuki, so, you know. But also, Bound for Glory's coming up, and Mickey James has a match against Deonna Purrazzo.
Ugh.
We're team Mickey James on this one.
Yeah. I just don't like her.
We're team Mickey James on this one, put it that way. What I don't like though, and Impact, you had me going for you had me going until fucking Christopher Daniels shows up. Yes, Jen, Christopher Daniels.
Pass, pass.
I love how it's like, oh my God, Impact is so good. They're doing great. And then Christopher Daniels shows up and I'm like, scumbag.
He is, he really is.
Well, I mean, look who he's company with.
Yeah.
The scumbaggiest of the scumbags. Now, Bray, Wyndham, whatever the fuck your name is, if you're listening to this, scumbaggiest of the scumbags. Don't do it.
Yep,
Don't.
backstabbers.
Backstabbers, bullying, shaming other people, fucking lying about business deals, narcissists, possible sociopaths, in my opinion, Cody Rhodes, I'm talking to you. Brandy. Brandy, you have some mental issues probably with vanity. You might want to get that checked. I feel bad for your daughter. Poor child. That poor child who's going to have to live in the shadow of her mother being vain and her father being even more vain.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the kid. Poor kid. Poor kid. God. That poor little girl. Anyway, what else? Yeah, so just don't do it.
Horrible, horrible people.
Horrible, terrible people who like literally everybody's like, oh my God, they did such great things for Brody Lee's death. And I'm like, you mean they capitalized it and sold it as a TV special?
True.
Wow. You mean they literally trotted a dead guy's kid in the ring and were like, oh, we're giving you a contract. Do you think by the time little Brody is 18 that he's going to be in AEW? No, because AEW probably won't be a thing. So you just got this kid's hopes up for no reason. Poor little Brody. That poor child. Yeah, just trot the kid out. And you know what? That's what they're gonna use. They're gonna be like, but Wyndham, you can come sign with us. And little Brody could be your protege.
Oh,
And you could
gosh.
protect him. And I'm like, yes, protect him from an industry with people who apologize for sexual assault, are vain, are narcissists, backstabbers. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, if I had a child, I would not let them in the ring until they're old enough to know. And even if they're old enough to know, I'm gonna be there. And I would be like, listen, you want to know the truth about these people? Let's talk. Yes, that would be me. But, you know, what do I know? I don't work, though. Yes. But anyway, Bound for Glory, Mickie James and Deonna Purrazzo. It's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be good. I feel like Bound for Glory is when Murphy will show up.
Probably.
Also, Christian Cage versus Josh Alexander is happening on that show. By the way, where has Christian been? I thought he was AEW's like fucking greatest thing that ever happened because we're sticking it to Edge.
He was there at the end of the Daniel Bryan Omega match. He came out, helped defend Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yes, two people who really should not be thrown around.
True.
I'll stick it to them. We're gonna stick it to Edge, damn it. Right? I'm excited for the Call Your Shot Gauntlet, though. That's gonna be exciting. I feel like that could be where Murphy shows up. Or Braun Strowman.
Oh.
Or both. Anyway, So, WWE Extreme Rules is tomorrow.
Is it?
Tomorrow. Yes, it's tomorrow. Demon Finn is out there crawling around looking like a snack. That's the only reason I know. My God, that man yesterday, I was like, yes, sign me up for six of that. Anyway, yes, last night on SmackDown, we had Montez Ford versus Roman Reigns, which, you know what? Really good match. I wasn't mad at it. I wasn't mad.
I worked and didn't see any of it, so.
It was pretty good. Also, Baron. Oh, sorry, guys. Baron has his own talk show now. And he was his first guest because he is the happiest person in the world, apparently. He is his own first guest. I mean, it's Baron. And he
Makes
looked like a
sense.
snack doing it. Good for him. Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, I kind of feel like might main event this show. Also, next week we're starting our Halloween stuff, but we also have the draft, the WWE draft. So I feel like there's going to be maybe either a lot of changes or no changes.
Like they'll have to do some changes.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want this thing to keep going. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be interesting, though. It'll be very interesting to see where these people end up. Because I feel like SmackDown isn't going to lose Roman or Becky.
Right.
I don't think they would. But at that point, who do you send to Raw?
He needs somebody. He needs someone.
I'm like,
Bianca?
I mean, I could see Bianca and the Street Profits going to Raw. Because, I mean, Charlotte's got nobody to wrestle.
Yeah.
Who's she gonna wrestle? Alexa again with her stupid doll? God, if she goes to SmackDown, I'm gonna be so pissed. Because, like, I don't even watch Raw now. Like, I couldn't tell you what's going on Raw. But, like, she goes to SmackDown? God, what? You're gonna ruin a whole other show now?
That's true.
You're gonna ruin it. Fuck, you're gonna ruin every show you go on because people aren't gonna watch it. Because every time you're on screen, people say, she stole that from Bray. And like, nobody likes it. There's other than children who think it's like, oh my God, she's got a doll and I've got a doll. Oh, fucking kids. Which is what, you know what? That's kind of why I've been watching GCW more, is like, it's really not for children.
Right.
So, you know.
Need some more adult content.
More adult. There's more of what I prefer in wrestling.
Right.
Plus, like, Cody Rhodes would never step foot in it. So, like, I can watch Mox without supporting Cody Rhodes. It's great. I'm just like, look, it's Jon Moxley. I can actually watch him in his actual form. Which, what is he doing on fucking AEW?
I have no clue.
Like, nothing. I don't think him and Eddie Kingston are just like bopping around doing fucking whatever they do. That's one where I'm just like, remember when Mox showed up and everybody, like, the world was set on fire, and they're like, this is a new thing for wrestling. Oh my God. AEW just won the war. But, bit.
They don't need him now. Now they have Daniel
Now they don't
Bryan
need
and
him
CM
now.
Punk and
And then when Bray shows up, they're gonna be like, meh? Meh? What do we do with you, other spooky guy? We get, you know what? No, actually, it would bury Tommy End. if they sign true. Bray. And then whoever they sign after Bray would bury Bray.
Right.
So then you're just back where you started.
It's true.
But then again, hopefully that means we could get some GCW shows. Maybe. Possibly. I mean, this is the thing that sucks is like PWG is doing Brody King and Tommy End right now. But you can't stream PWG anywhere.
Huh.
Can't. So I'm like, I wish I could see what's going on. But that's what makes it exclusive.
Right.
Right. But still, I really want to see it.
Well, how much is it?
You have to go to LA and then attempt to get tickets.
Wait, you said they're doing... You said they're doing... Who'd you say, Brody King and who?
Brody King and Tommy End at PWG, but they don't stream anything.
That's and dumb.
The tickets sell out in 10 minutes.
I thought you were saying that only through like them specifically or something.
No,
I didn't
No, there's a they're gonna be in a match and you can't stream it. And you can it's exclusive. It's very exclusive.
Interesting.
I know, which maybe it'll come out on a DVD eventually.
That's true.
That's like the only way to see fucking PWG shit, which I like PWG, but I can't ever be there in 10 minutes to get fucking tickets and it's in LA.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? Sorry that I don't have all this money to just plop down. And then usually, like the one time I tried to get tickets for PWG, I didn't get tickets to PWG because it sold out. It's a very exclusive club.
Sounds like it.
It is, apparently. But yeah, I think we'll have to go to some GCW shows. Maybe that's our new thing.
Maybe.
I think it'd be fun. I would have gone to the one they did last night with Suzuki, but you know, that didn't happen. I'm over here just like, yeah, that didn't happen.
Next time.
Oh, maybe. Hopefully. But yeah. What else is going on in wrestling? Other than Matt Cardona acting like he's a deathmatch wrestler, but then he said, I'm not deathmatch wrestler. Figure that out. Like, also, what is Mojo doing?
Living his best life.
He literally is. Like, it makes me laugh because I'm just like, so are you showing up anywhere? Like, what are we doing?
I don't think he is.
You know, I feel like for now, no. But part of me wonders if he'll get desperate.
That's true.
He might get desperate. He might just be living his best life right now because the 90 days just ended. But like, you know, that no more paycheck after this month. You know what that means?
That's true.
Plus, like, he was in a movie, though. So maybe once the hype from the movie's over... I don't know.
Possibly.
I feel like he needs a manager. Like an actual manager. Not like a ring manager. But like somebody who knows shit. So Mojo. Here's what you have to do. This is okay. And if like you're a wrestler too. Like that you could take this advice as well. Because I got this advice from people who get bookings. So what you do. You have to be almost annoying about it. Which Mojo you're good at. So like, you should be able to do this. So what you're going to do is you're going to go on every wrestling promotion you can think of. And start searching states even. Like if you're going to be like, hey, I want to go to Alaska. Search for ones in Alaska and then get their business emails. And then you're going to email them. And you're going to say, my name is Mojo, just Mojo. My name is just Mojo. I almost said Mojo Raleigh. You could put formerly known as Mojo Raleigh. I want to wrestle for you. This is my booking fee. And then you know what? You just keep going. You keep fucking going. You just email to the point of almost being annoying. And then somebody's bound to book you.
That's true.
And that's how it's done. And you got a name. So like,
in other words, get to work, Mojo.
Get to work, Mojo. Start emailing. Get into the DMs. I mean, obviously, you know, what's his face? Hold on. I know his last name, but not his first name. From GCW. Let me look it up. Because I know his last name, but not his first name. There's me. Brian? Is his name Brian? Because Brian. You know Brian from GCW? Ask him. He knows something, right? Huh. Right? He has to know something. So, like, I don't know. Start asking. Just be like, hi, my name's Mojo. I was on the WWE. Now sign me. Or something. I don't know. It can't be that hard. Right?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, there's guys who've been... Oh, Brent. His name's Brent, not Brian. Brent. You know Brent from GCW. Go ahead and, like, I don't know. Ask him. Why am I giving advice to people? I'm not even a wrestler. I just know people who know how to get booked. Who some people take the advice and then some people don't. And then those people who don't haven't been booked in a while. I mean, there's a lot of wrestlers out there. You got to go out there and, you know, make your presence known.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, Ring of Honor, not so bad. You could go there. You could go to, like, fucking Impact. You could
Hey, go... he would kill it at the Big Gay Brunch.
Right?
Yes.
Mojo, you could go to the Big Gay Brunch, which I think you're way more accepting than the schmucks. Yeah. So, hey, look at that. Look at that. You could go and you could go to the Big Gay Brunch and you could, like, host it.
Yeah.
You and the Poyle the drag queen can host it. And we'll go because we're like, you're telling me Mojo and a drag queen are hosting it? My God, let's go. We'll buy our tickets now.
Yeah.
See? It's that easy. It's that easy.
Like, I would totally go.
I totally go. Think about it.
I'm broke, but I would figure it out.
We'd figure it out. We would be there and we'd be like, this is the greatest day of our lives. But, like, come on, Mojo. Like, everybody else. I mean, like, Bo Dallas is starting a YouTube channel, which who knows what that's going to be. I'm a little concerned. But he's going to do it, guys. He's going to do it. I'm a little concerned what the content is, but it's going to be all right.
Huh.
He's got some conspiracies that are a little out there.
Huh.
Not like, you know. Yeah, he's a little out there, but you know what? He's starting a channel and he's going to have a video up and he's going to do it, guys. He's going to cook.
Huh.
Look at that. He's putting all of his talents out there. And you know what? At the end, now, I don't know. Somebody could tell Bo Dallas's message. You should put at the end, like, for bookings, email me at Bo Dallas or whatever the fuck your name is now, wrestler. @gmail.com or whatever email you use. Come on. It's not That's that true. Hard. You could get it out there. That's See? True. I'm out here giving it. This is sage advice. I'm giving this out for free. You got to brand yourself too. You got to brand yourself. I mean, look at that. I mean, Bo Dallas is out here going to do conspiracies and cooking. How will you brand yourself? Right. You gotta, like, I don't know, get your shit together. Gotta figure it out. Yes. You gotta figure it out. And let's see, what is he gonna talk about? Hold on. He's already got 1,000 subscribers and no videos. Look at that. I'm one of the subscribers. Good for him. Because I just want to see what the fuck he's gonna talk about. It could be, like, everything and it could be nothing. Like, figure it out, guys. Figure it out. As long as you don't get canceled like Flair did, you know. Which even then, I still think the AEW is going to bring them in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, everybody's canceled him? We didn't. Ah. Like, it's so funny because once that aired, all of these AEW fans were like, Tony Khan, it's me, your biggest fan. I will call him Stan, your biggest fan. And I don't want you to sign Ric Flair. Don't do it. He's done some terrible things. Oh my. And then I'm just like, y'all know he's gonna show up because it means money.
Yep.
God. For the same reason, if we ever had the chance to interview Cody Rhodes, we'd get him. It's money, it's downloads.
It's true.
I mean, we wouldn't be nice to him, but like, we're not dumb.
True.
We're not dumb. Which is why I can only partially blame Gallows and Anderson, because like if we were them and like, you know, Tony Khan was like, here's a bunch of money, show up on Wednesdays and be in the Elite, would you do it?
No.
Well, it depends on how much money. You don't have to be friends with them,
Oh, that's
but
true.
I mean, if I'm getting paid in advance, yeah, I mean, a Tamatonga taught me that. Like, get your money up front with these people. But hey, I'd get my money up front and I'd be like, you want me to fucking fake it? I'll fake it all day, baby. But we ain't good Judies. We're not gonna be at the Chinese buffet after the fact.
Right.
Right? Right. We're not dumb. Some people I feel like are kind of though. You know, but like we're not, because we would do it, which is why I can't be that mad at Gallows and Anderson.
Well, that makes sense.
You gotta, hey, you gotta afford palatial estates in Georgia and Tampa. That's a lot of kids to pay for, too.
It's true.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit to pay for. Plus, like, you know, you two contracts. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't be nice to them. Like, I wouldn't be nice, but like, I'd still get paid.
Right.
Right. I wouldn't like it. But as long as the check cleared, I'd be okay. Rule number two, Mojo. As long as the check clears, it's okay. Right. Right. Anyway, guys, that's enough of sage advice from me this week. My sage advice for the week. And if Bray does show up next week, we're gonna do a eulogy again. And I'll have some choice words.
Oh boy.
Some very choice words. Because I know who I'm gonna blame if that happens. I have a list. I have a list of people to blame for this decision. And if he doesn't show up, he'll be like, ha ha, cultaholics, shove it up your ass. Right?
Yes.
Right.
We're hoping that's what happens.
Well, I mean, he still has time left. And if not, you know what? Maybe it's a ploy to get them sued. Oh, maybe he's a double agent.
Ah.
That's what I do too. I mean, I'd go be under contract somewhere else and be like, oh, I don't have a non-compete AEW, and then show up thinking I'm sued. That's what I do. But I'm a vindictive bitch, so that's just me. Anyway, guys, so next week we're starting our Halloween shit. We're going to start with Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Whose costume would be whose?
Let's do five girls, five guys.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then we're going to talk about whatever else happens. And then Extreme Rules. I mean, we kind of already know who's going to retain.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad about it because that means Demon Finn will lose for the first time on the main roster. So, man, I'm mad about it. So, anyway, until next week. Bye.
Bye.